Uh-oh.
This is the worst.
What's wrong?
Did someone steal your rainbow?
Somebody stole my patience.
Oh! That was a disaster.
Vibes are on. Good morning, everyone, and happy Monday. This is Hannah B. with the Monday Morning Motivation Podcast. I hope everyone is feeling nothing but positive vibes on this beautiful Monday morning. This week, I have one of the sweetest people ever joining me. She is such an inspiration to all of us women, someone I look up to. And this person is Jen VT, the morning show co-host of the Ed Lover Morning Show with 104.3 Jams, the number one station for throwbacks, is here with me, ladies and gentlemen. Jen VT, thank you so much for joining me.
Oh my gosh, I'm so honored to have for you to have me on my podcast, Hannah. You know, I love you to pieces. I miss doing remotes with you and seeing you. So you're just a ray of sunshine. So thank you so much. You are always grinding, girlfriend. I'm so honored to be on your podcast.
You are the sweetest. And I just remember when we had our Ashley Furniture event together and you were telling me about this wonderful event that you did for women empowerment. And, you know, when I was thinking of National Women's Month in March, I'm like, oh my goodness, Jen VT, I need her on my podcast. Like, that would be perfect. So my first question for you is, Jen VT, what does being a woman mean to you?
Oh, being a woman, what does it mean to me? Oh, it means being powerful. It means being strong. It means basically being a nurturer and being that person for a lot of people. It means being feminine and being sexy, but cute, all in one. You can be whatever you want to be as a female. I love being a woman. I absolutely do. We can do anything.
Yes,
we really can. We are a superior race.
I love and that.
I have two little boys at home, and I was just talking to a coworker at Intercom who just had his first boy. His oldest daughter is a girl. Aww. And we were joking. It's all fun and games, but I'm like, man, little girls are just smart the moment they get out of the womb. Men and little boys need a little more help, but that's okay. That's what moms are for.
Exactly.
So
exactly.
We are amazing the moment we're born.
You are right. That is, oh my goodness. Yes, I love that definition that you use. I absolutely love it. And I think in a society nowadays, like, I think sometimes being a woman can be hard, especially, you know, with all the social media and women comparing themselves to one another. But today I just want to focus on women supporting women and loving ourselves for who we are, because we are amazing. We work hard and, you know, we are smart young women.
Yes, we are. We do work hard.
Absolutely. So, Jen, I saw that you had the opportunity of emceeing the Wise Woman's Leadership and Empowerment Conference. Can you tell me a little bit about that? That is so amazing you had the opportunity to do that.
Yeah, I feel so lucky. I feel like it impacted me more than the other way around, just being an MC, being able to be a part of the event. How it all came to fruition, you know, once you become, you know, an on-air personality in Chicago, a lot of people just perceive you as an important person, I guess. But maybe it's more because you have a network of people and maybe your platform can just kind of help you get more coverage. And I'm always happy to use my platform for other women and for things I believe in and to make the world and our city a better place. So I love that I have that platform for other women, especially. So the amazing female behind Wise Women's Development, her name is Jennifer Sanchez. She also has roots in radio. She went to the Illinois Center for Broadcasting.
Yay!
And she does a lot. Yeah, she does a lot in media as well. She has her own podcast. She does a lot of Facebook Lives from her page with her main group of women that are a part of her organization. And she basically started it from the ground up as an organization for women to expand their network professionally. But it seems more of a holistic type organization, because I noticed from the conference that there was a woman who is an expert on relationships and talking about, basically relationships if you have a significant other, and about divorce and what you can do before you get to that point to fix your relationship. Right. So I felt like it was more than just a career conference. It felt more like a retreat where I really grew emotionally and spiritually, and actually broadened my network of women in a professional arena as well, that we can always tap into each other if we ever need help and utilize
that.
Each other's networks. Yeah. So Jennifer Sanchez is amazing. And I heard so many great women speak at the conference that have done so well for themselves, and they're successful, and just kind of giving their tidbits of how they think they've garnered this type of success in their career. So it's so great to hear a lot of people's personal stories in regards to that, and just get tidbits of advice, like how to grow your social media, how to grow your network. So it was a phenomenal, phenomenal time. And I know this year with the pandemic, they had to do it virtually, but every year she does a great job. And she's a mom with kids and a husband to boot. I'm in just awe of the way she just has this drive to put together very solid events. And it's local too, which I think is really great to do things locally.
Awesome.
So you have people within your reach. Yeah.
So is it a one day event or is it multiple days?
She has a lot of workshops, but her big conference is does she do it once a year? I believe she does it once a year, but she also has a lot of huge events through the year, but she does have one big annual conference.
Oh, that's so
And it happens
amazing.
Around this time of year. Yeah.
Wow. That is just so awesome. And shout out to Jennifer. I mean, wow, look at her. Empowering woman. I love that.
She's so great.
Cool. Awesome. So what did you take away most from this event? Like, what is one thing that you learned that you will take with you for the rest of your life?
So one thing that I learned is that women relationships are so important, and to grow that outside of your circle, just not to be afraid to put yourself out there in a space and grow those relationships with new people. So just that innate, I don't know if it's just innate, that we just want to connect with people. So that's my one takeaway, is that women are incredible at building relationships. And we always want the best for each other.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
At the end of the day, we really do.
Absolutely. And I think that it's so awesome that there is an event like this, because, you know, there could be tons of ladies in one room just supporting one another, and you feel that love amongst each other. And like I said, like in a society that we live in today, I think that it's important that, you know, we recognize other women in all that they're doing. And I admire that there is something like that in this world. Like, there is good in this world. You just have to find it. And that's why I was like, Jen VT, I need you on my podcast, because I will never forget when you told me about that event you did. And I'm like, that is just so awesome. Like, if I never met you, I would have had no idea that there was something like that going on in this world. And I think a lot of people listening are going to feel, you know, empowered by that, that there is someone out there that is trying to make a change, you know, support other women in the world. So that's awesome.
For sure. And that it's local too, I think is really amazing, because you can tap into it. And it's tangible, and it's a safe space where, you know, there's a bunch of women getting together because they're looking to grow their opportunities and they're looking to grow their relationships. Absolutely. So, you know, it's a space where you're going to get that because we all have that in common in that space.
Yes. And us women, we love to talk. So I know if I ever attended that, I would be like, oh my goodness, what's your name? How are you? Where do you work?
Exactly.
So that's so awesome. So my next question for you is, how do you think as women today in the society that we live in, how can we start to support other women?
Ooh, how can we start supporting other women in society today? That is a really tough question.
Right?
Wow. I think it's just a matter of reaching out and asking for help when you need it.
Absolutely.
And if someone reaches out to you, give that support if they need it. And even if they are struggling, maybe it's okay to just knock on their door or call them up and say, hey, you know, if you ever need somebody, I'm here for you. And just remind people of that, even if they seem to be strangers. And I definitely went through that this week. It was a good reminder this week. We just had the big blizzard in Chicago.
Yes.
And I wouldn't have gotten to work the next day on Wednesday if it wasn't for me shoveling snow outside way past my bedtime and just telling my neighbor, who's a woman who happened to be outside shoveling snow too, says, hey, I said, I don't even know how I'm going to get to work. This is crazy. And she says, no problem. We're neighbors. I'm going to call my nephew and he's going to plow the alley for you if you can get out. And if it wasn't for that just organic conversation and just her, she didn't have to do that, but it was just, she didn't even think twice. She just called someone and they showed up. And through that act of kindness, because I was just venting, I wasn't even asking for help. You know, I had no idea she knew people to, that could plow alleys. That's great. And that we also work with, who's really good at asking for help. I'm not good at asking for help. It reminds me I need to do it more. But I remember Ange asking me, hey, are you able to pick me up in the morning? I don't think I'll be able to dig out my car. I don't even think my car will make it. And so because that woman helped me, I was able to drive and pick up Ange. And then I picked up Nina on B96, who was stranded.
Yes.
And I carpooled them.
I saw
every
that.
Day.
I saw that on Instagram, and I was like, "Oh, my ladies!"
Yeah, and through that, we bonded because we were there. You know, we were there for each other, and I think that's amazing. So, while that was an organic experience, I think a light bulb went off in my head where I realized that when you help other women, it just kind of builds stronger bonds and it just allows you to just kind of put your facade down, especially in a work environment like ours, where it's hard to make those connections every day. Right. So I think that's a really good example of, we just all need to reach out a little bit more to each other and ask for help and be there for each other a little bit more, especially in opportunities as simple as, hey, there's a blizzard. Can I pick you up for a ride? We go to work at the same time, you know?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I love that story. It's just so inspiring. Like, it gave me the chills. And, you know, I love hearing, you know, people helping people, women supporting women, you know, and I think that what I really try and do is I try and reach out to at least one of my friends each day, you know, even if it's a friend that I haven't heard from in a while. And I'm just like, hey, just wanted to check in to see how you're doing. Like, just a reminder, like, your hard work is paying off, you know, just those random acts of kindness, because you really don't know what someone else is going through, you know? So that one text message could brighten up someone's day. And I think that, you know, by just doing that, it could be life-changing for someone. They could be having like the worst day ever. And then just having someone there that, you know, truly is showing that they care about them could really, you know, make or break their day. So I love that story about you, Angie and Nina. That makes me so happy, especially because you ladies get up so early in the morning and you all are just going down to the station. I love that story. And I'm really happy that your neighbor's nephew was able to do that for you. How amazing is that? I'm so happy. Otherwise,
yeah,
probably would have taken a while to shovel all that snow.
Oh, gosh. I don't even think I would have been able to get to work. I would have just said, sorry, I can't get my car out. And, you know, you guys are just going to have to figure out what's going to go on air on 104.3 Jams that day.
It was.
Yeah, I wouldn't have gotten out if it wasn't for her. Just,
good.
Just showing up, and she didn't have to. And look, that's all women, because she helped me. I helped out coworkers, and it was just a positive cycle that went on.
I love that. And that just makes me so happy to hear. So my last question for you, Jen, is if you could give a piece of advice to any woman in the world, what would it be?
Just remember how strong you are. You mentioned Hannah, and you really hit it on the nail that career-wise, it can be harder for women. It really can. And I know there's a lot more awareness, considering we're in a space where we're talking a little bit more about social injustice and rights for women and rights for minorities and equality. So there's awareness, right? That's the first step. But we still have a long road ahead of us. So just remember, you're strong and you're resilient. You absolutely are, as women. After I had children, I realized that resilience. There's a reason women have children and not men. Let me say that. There is a reason. And we are so resilient in every aspect of our lives,
absolutely.
Not just as moms, not just as sisters or friends, in every aspect of life. We are resilient. And while we can have moments where we break down and think, I'm not good enough, am I ever going to reach my goals? Just know you will. Just have patience and just keep persevering, because you are a really strong, phenomenal woman. So I want every woman to know that they can tap into their strength, because you were born resilient.
I love that. Oh my goodness. I'm giving you a virtual hug right now. And I think another thing, like, going along with that is something, you know, growing up, I've always had someone to look up to, right? You know, I will always look up to my mom. And, you know, now that I'm in radio, everyone, you know, all of you ladies at Entercom Chicago, I look up to every single one of you. And it's great to have those women like figures to have, like, to look up to, and, you know, to see all their accomplishments and know that you can do that as well. So, and, you know, when I was younger, I was an athlete, so I looked up to a bunch of women professional athletes. And I think
that's great.
I think that's important that, you know, in our society, you do have someone that you can look up to, whether it's a industry that you're going into, or if you're into sports or whatever it is. Have someone that you can look up to and see all that they accomplish, so you know that you can truly believe that you can accomplish it as well.
Yeah, I love that advice you just gave, Hannah, because I don't think a lot of people are that self-aware, especially women. And for you to be self-aware and see that I actually do have mentors in my life. I have my mom, and I've had these women that I work with at a radio station, I can tap into and look up to. And I did sports, and all the self-development and skills I learned that I can use in my career through sports to be self-aware and know you can tap into those skills that you've built for yourself, I think is amazing. Because a lot of women, I think, if they don't reach their goals, or if they're grounding, or they're grinding, or sometimes a lot of women I know, or just a young girl professional, say, like, oh, I haven't done anything yet, or what skills do I have? And sometimes you don't realize the things you've done in your life, or the women figures you have in your life, have helped you build very solid foundational skills. So that's
Absolutely.
Great that you're so self-aware, because me too, I feel like my upbringing had a lot to do with where I am now. And just, you know, you said sports, me being in sports too, and a runner, and just remembering the gun going off before your 400 relay or your cross country meet, and that feeling of nervousness and excitement. That's the same feeling I feel in radio, but because I've conquered those fears, it's a piece of cake. I don't think anything fazes me anymore, because I've had to deal and conquer those emotions way before I've gotten to this level. So
I love that comparison so much. That is perfectly said, Jen BT.
Yeah. Sometimes it's about conquering those emotions and being comfortable with getting uncomfortable. Just dive right in the cold pool, right?
Right.
And it'll get done.
Absolutely.
And you don't have to be perfect. Make those mistakes because you only grow from them. It's okay to not be perfect.
Right. And I think that it's okay to fail because you learn from that failure, right? If we did everything perfect, how would we have, like, where would we ever grow in our lives, right? And I think that's the exciting part of life is, you know, growing and learning and, you know, learning from those mistakes that you've made. So failure is okay. Failure is perfect, honestly, if you think about it. In reality, you know, if you did everything perfect and you made no mistakes, that would be like unheard of, you know? So I think that as women, we have to remind ourselves that it's okay not to be perfect, but you are perfect in your own way. And, you know, you just have to keep in mind, you know what I mean?
Yeah. And that's not to say that you're not going to work with a perfectionist, because Lord knows I've had bosses that are perfectionists or were perfectionists, I should say, and male bosses at that. And as a young woman, and just kind of getting down at myself, like, God, you know, I didn't get it right the first time and I got yelled at, or they had this expectation of me. But now that I'm at a certain age with the experience I've had, I wish I would have said, you know what, I'm the one that needs to get this right. So, and I'm still learning, and that's okay. So you don't have to get down on me because I didn't get it right the first time, but I'm the person that this responsibility falls on. So let me just figure it out. And it'll get there.
No, I'm the same way. You know, I take things to heart. So, but, you know, I think that's also just part of us as a society and how we live in, you know, today. But I think that's something, you know, we all just need to accept and be okay with. It's okay to make mistakes and learn from them, and everything will still be good no matter what. Life is good.
Life is for sure good. We are all so lucky.
But Jen BT, thank you so much for taking the time out of your busy schedule. I mean, you're on the morning show. You have two adorable little boys and you took the time out of your busy schedule to chat with me. So I really appreciate it. You are someone that I look up to so much. You are one of the sweetest people with the biggest hearts that I've ever met. So it is such an honor to have you here with me today. And it's a dream come true having you on my podcast. So thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Likewise, I think the world of you. I can't wait to see everything you do in this world. And you're just a ray of sunshine and a resilient and strong young woman. So I'm so honored to be on your podcast.
You are the sweetest. But everyone, if you haven't already, be sure to follow Jen BT on both Instagram and Twitter at I am Jen BT. And listen to Jen BT on 104.3 Jams weekdays, 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. And bring her everywhere you go by simply downloading the radio.com app and favorite 104.3 Jams, the number one station for throwbacks, for some really great throwback jams. I am not joking. I'll be in my office and I'm just full on like jamming.
Yes, we are the station for sure to jam to. Awesome.
Thank you so much, Jen BT. I love you tons.
Love you tons too. Thank you so much, Hannah.
Isn't Jen BT absolutely amazing? Just a friendly reminder to all the beautiful ladies out there, please know that you are so worthy and you are so loved, so strong, and you can most definitely achieve anything you set your mind to. As always, sending you nothing but positive vibes. Be sure to follow me on Instagram and Twitter at HannahB_onAir, and go like my Facebook page, Monday Motivation with Hannah B. Have a wonderful week, everyone.